You're listening to SBS News.
For years, Daniel Malbasa was told to forget the trauma of his past. At just 7 years old, his father was killed by a landmine as Croatia's War of Independence divided the country and changed his life forever.
I think I stopped being a child at that point because it wasn't that I only lost my dad, but my mom was also kind of lost to us in the sense that she had to become a breadwinner and no longer a mother in such a, in that sort of nurturing kind of way. She was just very obsessed about keeping us safe.
Amidst a brutal civil war, they fled in the dead of night in 1995. The Malbasa family won amidst a mass exodus of 300,000 people displaced by the violence.
We spent 14 days in the back of a tractor, just basically getting bombed and starving during the whole period, until we came to Serbia where they put us in a factory. It was like a sewing factory that got rid of sewing machines and just put blankets on the floor.
They lived in the makeshift refugee camp with 700 others for 5 years as conditions worsened. Without adequate food and supplies, the numbers in the camp decreased as suicide became common. Daniel's nanny took her own life as the children she was guarding watched on. The refugees were discriminated against when trying to get work and targeted verbally and physically by members of the local Serbian community that didn't want them there. In 1999, the family were once again caught in the crossfires of war on the outskirts of Kosovo until finally they were granted a visa to come to Australia.
I didn't really know much about Australia other than that it's safety and it's there won't be any more war, any more running, any more bombs, because it was literally going from the Croatian war to the Bosnian war of 95 to the Kosovo war of 99. All I ever knew was war and violence and conflict. And so coming to Australia was really just a new life.
Now Daniel is a professional lawyer specialising in workplace relations while also volunteering as a migration agent for Refugee Legal and giving his time to several refugee advisory groups. No longer afraid to speak of his traumatic past, Daniel recounts his experiences in person and on page.
That I am not a faceless threat, but a human being with a name made up of bone and blood.
His tireless campaign has earned him the accolade of the Les Murray Award for Refugee Recognition. Sponsored by SBS, the award recognises an outstanding former refugee who's raising awareness of the plight of forcibly displaced people. SBS Director of Audio and Language Content David Hua sat on the selection panel. He says from a number of strong candidates, Daniel's dedication stood out.
His ability to really tell a story that was about contributing as a refugee or as a formerly displaced person. He has an excellent career as a lawyer, but he spends so much time supporting people who come from a refugee background as well.
Daniel Malbasa hopes to use the platform he's been given as the inaugural winner to change the narrative of how the wider public views refugees. The award's given in conjunction with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. UNHCR Deputy National Director Trudy Mitchell says Daniel's contribution has been significant.
For other refugees, seeing a person who has overcome incredible challenges but has been successful in his working life, but also in his creative life, I think that's wonderful. And I also think for the Australian community, seeing somebody who's a refugee and really contributing back is really important.
A former refugee from Hungary, Les Murray, was the face and the voice of the World Game.
If you're a soccer fan, there's a pretty good chance you'll have to put up with my face on this screen more often than you think.
His passion for football is well known, but it's his passion for people and improving the plight of refugees that's been immortalised with this award. His daughter, Natalie Murray, says it's a fitting tribute to her father's legacy.
He himself is one example of many of refugees in Australia going on to do amazing things. And part of his mission was to change the perception of refugees in Australia as not being burdens but contributors, and thinking about refugees less in terms of what they can take but what they can give.
A mission Daniel Malbasa intends to continue. Abby Dinham, SBS News.